convertere, Domine. Aliquantulum et preca servos tuos.
Luke 11:29-32. The crowds got even bigger, and he addressed them. This is an evil generation. It is asking for a sign. The only sign it will be given is a sign of Jonah. For just as Jonah became a sign to the people of Nineveh, so will be the Son of Man a sign to this generation. On Judgment Day, the Queen of the South will stand up against the people of this generation and be their condemnation, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And, look, there is something greater than Solomon here. On Judgment Day, the men of Nineveh will appear against this generation and be its condemnation, because when Jonah preached, they repented. And, look, there is something greater than Jonah here. God gave enough signs that we know about his existence. And to understand how he addressed in his love to the people of Israel. When Jesus came, the word became flesh, the presence of the Lord was much more stronger for the human beings, even. But those who do not want to read signs and to recognize them and close the heart, nothing will help, even not the strongest sign from God's presence. Even when there is a strong first impact, it would become less and go in the background, but the closed heart will be dominant. Jesus is in such a situation, and he speaks very clear. He said, the generation is evil. It's important that we realize this dimension in the human being and not to refuse it from the very beginning when the Holy Scripture says something about us as human beings which are not very nice, which should help us to see the shadow in our heart, that we start to relativize and to apologize instead of realizing what is going on in us. Of course, we also can see the shadows of other people. But if we are realistic with ourselves, then we will avoid only to see the shadows in the life of the other, and our own shadows we do not see. When we now try to understand what can this teaching mean for us, then we can look as Catholics how we deal with the spiritual richness of the Church. The measure are other people who have not this kind of richness. What are they doing with it, which is less, and what we are doing, we have more? They could be like a mirror, and maybe we can understand through them what would have been possible if we really answered to the grace God gave us. Coming of the Lord is inviting the people for conversion and to live out of God's plenitude. I read an interview with Cardinal Borke, a cardinal in the USA, and he explained that when he was young, he did not really understood the grace they received. He said, "We had so much richness in our Catholic life, overflowing of grace. It was just there. You had not to look for it. It was there. But I think we just take it and did not admire it enough. the young generation of today, they are hungry for this richness of the church. We had it, but we didn't keep it. With the beauty and the plenitude of the Catholic faith, it's not only that we have a very rich table, which makes us strong and gives so wonderful things to us. No, it's also like a mission that we share it with others, that it will be transparent for them. It should not be like this, that we stand one day before the Lord and we have to confess that we did not take this plenitude He wanted to give us, the fullness, nor we gave it to other people. What wonderful treasures we have in the Catholic Church. A clear teaching, a rich mystic, the sacraments, different forms of realization of the following of Christ, the testimony of the saints, just to mention some elements of the Catholic Church. Normally we should fly like an eagle to bring the gospel in the spirit of the Lord to the people. But we have to ask, as Cardinal Burke asked himself, if we not take it like normal, what we get in grace. Or, to be more critical, if we really cooperate with the richness of the Church, the spiritual richness. And this is not only a personal question, it's a question to the Church. Do we keep the treasure of the Holy Liturgy or not? Do we keep and transport the holy teaching and the praxis coming out of the teaching, or is it weakened? Do we keep and serve the mission God gave us, or do we lose the dynamic of it? Do we keep the holiness of the Church, or are we approaching more to the world and the thinking of the world? Is the Church the one who gives still orientation for all people in moral questions, for example? Or do we change our thinking to be closer to this what the world thinks? I think the Lord will ask us this kind of questions.
Today we hear two verses of Psalm 90. Relent, Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations.